So something you may not know about me is I actually love cooking, but I've been so busy lately that I've had to come up with some little hacks to make cooking a little easier. And one of my favorite hacks recently is using frozen Washington red raspberries. They're picked at peak freshness and frozen right away, so when you defrost them, they're still so good. Last week, the girls and I made muffins, and they were delicious. And I think next week I'm going to make salad dressing with them because I have them in my freezer and I can defrost them anytime. I love that they're always ready to go. I don't waste them because when I buy fresh ones, sometimes I don't use them all and I hate wasting food. I usually get my frozen raspberries at Kroger or Meijer's, and this has just made cooking and baking for me a lot easier. So if you want more details on where to find American frozen red raspberries plus other recipe ideas and cooking tips, head over to redraz.org. That's redraz.org, and you'll find other retailers and inspiration for every meal, plus some info on how these berries go from farm to freezer, plus the quality that you can taste. Before we get started with this episode, I want to share something that I think could be a game changer for your classroom. Now, as a former special education teacher, one of the things I struggled with the most was creating activities, resources, and curriculum for my classroom. I did not realize that that was part of my job. I have spent the last 10 years developing the Autism Helper curriculum based on what was missing from my former classroom. And now we finally have a way for school districts to purchase this curriculum directly for their teachers. The Autism Helper Curriculum Access is an annual subscription that provides access to all levels and subjects of our curriculum. This curriculum is rooted in evidence-based practices, it's aligned to the standards, and we just completed our pilot case study showing the overall effectiveness. To learn more about how your district can get curriculum access, head over to theautismhelper.com and click Curriculum Access.
Hi, I'm Sasha Long, special ed teacher and board certified behavior analyst. Welcome to the Autism Helper podcast. I'm here to explore different strategies to improve the lives of individuals with autism.
Welcome to the Autism Helper Podcast 2025 Summer Series. We are getting started with our first episode today. These episodes this summer will all be short and sweet, think like 5-10 minutes. We know we don't want to listen to long episodes this summer, but we maybe want to like touch back in, listen to a little bit, think about school, and then go back to the pool. Totally fine. These episodes this summer are all lists because I love a list. I like a checklist. This is how I organize pretty much everything. I'm always thinking in lists and organizing my brain and my to-do list this way. So the summer series this summer, the theme is lists. They're all lists for you. And our first one is four things to do now to help you with back to school. So we're at the end of the school year. Maybe you just finished. Maybe you're wrapping up. Maybe these are your final PD days. And I know you are not thinking about next year yet. But for just a second, I want you to indulge me and I want you to think about next school year because there are a few things you can do now that will make August so much easier. And August is so busy. And whatever we can do to help the August version of you, we should do. So let's talk about a few quick things that we can do right now that can make August a lot easier. Number one, and this is my favorite, I think this was my paraprofessional's favorite one too, clean out and prep new independent work tasks. This is something you will probably need the first week of school. You're gonna need independent work bins. And maybe this is even a little bit of a summer project for you. You wanna just make a few new independent work tasks. You wanna hit up the Dollar Tree. This is something you can do while binging a show this summer. This is light work. This is why I like it right now. If you're even in the last week or two of school, let's face it, we're all kind of checked out, right? So this is something we can do slowly. Throw away those old tasks, tasks that have missing pieces, that are totally ripped up. Throw them away. You know who I'm talking to. there's some of you that are like, I want to keep this one. Nope, throw it away. Throw away the old tasks that are just not working anymore, literally, because they're missing a piece, and make some new ones because you know you're going to need that next year. And again, that will just set you up for success. You don't want to be spending that time in August like, oh, shoot, I need like 5 or 10 more work tasks. Instead, make a few new ones now, set those up, and you'll be good to go in the fall. Number two, another prep work type thing you can do is make some new morning binders. And this was actually something that a paraprofessional that I worked with for a really long time really spent most of the month of May doing, and she got pretty into it. And it was the best feeling in August coming back to crates filled with fresh, ready-to-go morning binders for my students. The kids that you have returning to you next year, you probably have a significant percentage of your class, maybe 50% of your class, 75% of your class returning to you. For those students, make them fresh morning binders. Whatever you do for your morning work, calendar, weather, any of those type of things, if it's circle time, morning meeting, whatever variation that is, prep those new materials now. Look at that work right that they have right now. Even if it's going to be similar, those pages are trashed, you need new versions of it, and they likely need more challenging work. So level them up. And again, this could be a summer activity if you're like, oh, this is a good idea, but we just wrapped up. That's okay. Again, this is a nice little thing to put a show on a rainy day and just relax and laminate. I know maybe this isn't everyone's idea of a relaxing day, but sounds kind of nice to me. And just start to slowly prep some of these morning activities. Again, these are going to be things we need in the start of the year when we're starting to establish our routines and schedules. We want that anchor. And that morning routine, whatever it looks like in your room, is truly that anchor of the day. And if you can have some of this work prepped, whether it's a calendar page, a weather activity, a social activity, some type of worksheet, you have some of these ideas situated. Even if you only have a few kids returning, having some of that off of your plate, again, makes that August so much easier. My youngest has super sensitive skin, but it is not easy finding products that actually work to get the tough stains out of his clothes because he's literally always playing in the mud, but don't irritate his skin. That's why I fully switched over to Blueland. Their products are made to meet the highest environmental standards. They're not just clean, they're mom clean. They're 100% plastic-free, made with certified clean ingredients that are safe to use around my kids. You don't have to choose between things that are safe and things that actually get things clean. I kind of love that they have it all. Cleaning sprays, hand soaps, toilet bowl cleaners, and of course, the laundry tablets, which you know I needed. All the Blueland products are made with certified clean ingredients, safer for you, for my kids, and for the environment. Certified by the EPA, Safer Choice certified, all good for us and for the planet. Honestly, it was the laundry tablets that converted me first because, like I said, they didn't irritate my son's skin, but they actually got all the muddy stains out of his clothes. If you've been thinking about switching to cleaner ingredients, Blueland has a special offer for my listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/Sasha. You don't want to miss this. It's blueland.com/Sasha for 15% off. That's blueland.com/Sasha for 15% off right now. Armoire makes getting dressed easy. With a clothing rental membership from Armoire, build the perfect wardrobe with brands that are high quality, unique, and recommended for you. All you have to do is take a quick 5-minute quiz and select items from your dynamic and personalized closet. The styles show up at your door in as little as 2 days. Then, when you're ready for new clothes, you just swap them out for more new-to-you styles. Let me tell you what I love about this. How easy it is. As a busy working mom, having a few new items show up at my door, I'm just ready to go then. I don't have to sit staring at the closet. I know what to wear. I wear those few pieces on repeat for a few weeks, and then I send them back. It makes the day-to-day, honestly, a lot easier. It's all about removing those little decisions we've got to make all day that can take some of that weight off. Right now, my listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. So just visit armoire.style/Sasha. That's armoire.style, armoire.style/Sasha to get up to 50% off your first month and never have to worry about what to wear again. So go ahead and try Armoire today. Number three is where we get fancy. If you still have students in your room, maybe you're a school that goes a little bit later, upgrade a schedule type. You've heard me talk about schedules a lot. I literally have a four-hour training on schedules. I had a school district 2 years ago that was like, we have a four-hour workshop. Could you do it on schedules? And I was like, ooh, challenge accepted. I would love to talk about schedules for 4 hours. I love talking about schedules because there's so much we can talk about. This is an antecedent-based intervention for preventing problem behavior. Heck yeah, it is. Schedules prevent problem behavior. So look at the schedules that your students have. For sure, you have at least one student that's coming back to you next year that could upgrade their type of schedule. And what do I mean by upgrade? In the show notes, I'm going to reference a different podcast episode where I talk about the schedule continuum. When I mean upgrade, I mean move down that schedule continuum towards a less restrictive type of schedule, meaning if we have movable pieces, maybe we get rid of the movable pieces. If we have pictures and words, maybe we get rid of the pictures. Maybe we put multiple days on one page. How can we make this schedule be more generalizable into different settings? That's what you want to think about. How can we make this schedule easier for me to use? Because that matters. That consistency matters as the adult. And how can I make it easier for a parent, a caregiver to use this in different settings? Let's face it, a Velcro piece, a Velcro icon, not that easy to use in other settings. A to-do list that's written out, super easy to use in other settings. So think about how you can upgrade one schedule type. And number four of things you can do now to help you for back to school next year, prep any curriculum or daily work. This could even just be photocopying. The photocopier in August is like booked up, right? This is like the hottest reservation to get in town. And this is something I started doing my last few years teaching. I started literally photocopying curriculum for the fall in May. Yeah, I know I'm kind of crazy. But guys, no one was using the copier in May. And I knew at that point I had the Autism Helper curriculum. I knew what my kids were going to be doing, that were returning. They were, you know, moving and grooving along level 2 math. I knew they were going to be on level 3 math in the fall. I photocopied units 1 through 3. So when they came back, we had our, you know, easing into the school year. By September, we were already on to unit 1 of level 3 in math. Photocopy some of that stuff now, right? Get some of that done because that photocopier is all booked up. So get some of that stuff prepped into binders. Whatever you can do to walk in to your room where some parts of the room is prepped and ready is going to make the August experience that much better for you. So maybe these four ideas don't land for you. Maybe you're like, nah, I'm not in a spot where any of those would work. Think about something else. Think about what can I do to make August better? There's going to be so much on my plate. Can I take one to-do list item off my plate by doing it now? That's the idea of this episode. How can you help yourself in the fall by doing something now proactively to make back to school better? All right, I'll see you next week for our summer series. Thanks for listening to the Autism Helper podcast. If you liked what you heard and want to hear more, hit subscribe. It would mean a lot to me if you left some feedback. Whether I'm working one-on-one with a student, doing a podcast like this one, or presenting for a PD, my goal is always to provide as much value as I can. So your feedback really helps me make sure I'm doing just that. If you have other topics you'd like me to cover, leave in the feedback or message me on social media. You can follow me at The Autism Helper on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Pinterest, or visit my website, theautismhelper.com. Thanks again for listening.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Having the right resources for your classroom is essential to making sure your classroom is running smoothly. At the Autism Helper Shop, we have all of the resources you need to make sure you have the behavior, communication, and curriculum supports for your students. Within our shop, we have adapted books, task cards, resources aligned to the VBMAP and the ABLES, behavior plan flowcharts, data sheets, curriculum, everything you need, whether you are an early childhood teacher or a high school teacher, we have all of the resources that will meet those students' needs. So head over to shop.theautismhelper.com to check out all of our resources.